Though originating in Scotland, curling has become about as Canadian as poutine and maple syrup after being introduced in the 19th century. Churchill was quick to embrace the sport. Early sportsmen established a legacy that endures in the community today. In the autumn of 1878, Scotsman John Lennox, who had only recently come over from Britain, happened upon a group of men engaged in sport. Some accounts say horseshoes, others lawn bowling. Lennox proudly told the men he would be happy to introduce them to another game, one he assured them was even more engaging, once winter wrapped Innisfil in its cold embrace. Lennox wanted to share with his new neighbors his love of curling. On January 8, 1878, a group of interested men gathered to begin throwing stones, made a beach with blacksmith-forged iron handles, on the ice of the frozen pond of Houghton's Mill, on the fifth line west of Side Road 10. The men were so thrilled with the game, they almost immediately formed a curling club. Lennox, unsurprisingly, was named the club's first president. One of Lennox's first and most important tasks was to create a formal curling rink. In 1879, an area beside Hemlock Creek, located at the bottom of Churchill Hill, east of the road, was graded flat and the waterway dammed to flood the area. Come winter, the water froze to create an ice surface. Members of the Churchill Curling Club felled trees from their own properties and had the logs milled into lumber for the construction of a roofed and walled rink. At the same time, 8 pairs of real curling stones were purchased to replace the wooden blocks members had been playing with up to this time. The rink officially opened in December 1880. Games were played against other Innisfil teams. The rivalry with Belle Ewart was especially fierce, as well as teams from Bradford, Barry, and from communities as far away as Collingwood. 4 years later, in early 1884, the rink's roof collapsed due to heavy snow load. Builder James Scott was hired to construct a new rink, which went up just to the east of the tangled remains of the original one. This new rink opened in December 1884, just in time for curling season to begin. The rink wasn't merely used for curling. Every Saturday night throughout the winter, the rink played host to public skating. It became the social hub of the community throughout the winter. That's why hearts were heavy when it became apparent by the 1920s the rink was growing weary and rapidly approaching the end of its life. It would have to be torn down. Thankfully, that wasn't to be the end of the story. The Churchill Curling Club raised $1,500 to build a new rink, ensuring curling continued its legacy in the community, a legacy that endures to this day.